This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When the Apostle John used the word world in 1 John 2:15-17, he is not speaking of the material universe or of the people who live in it. He is condemning being involved in worldly activities. We're not left to wonder if that really is what John means. He writes very plainly, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." 1 John 2:15 and 16. The plain truth is, we cannot love worldly activities and love God at the same time. Loving God means keeping His commandments. One of His requirements is that we keep ourselves unspotted from the world. James 1:27. The expression lust of the flesh is subjective genitive and means that which we allow our fleshly appetites to drive us to do. One version renders the Greek word flesh by the term sinful nature. That is an interpretation, not a translation. Nobody, I repeat nobody, has a right to insert his Calvinistic views into the sacred text. If a preacher wants to believe the word flesh, sarx in the Greek, means sinful nature, that is his prerogative. But it is dishonest to translate the word in that way. Paul provides great insight into the meaning of the term lust of the flesh. In his letter to the Galatians, he contrasts living in the flesh and living in the Spirit. "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Galatians 5:16-21. We must make an application of these verses from 1 John and from Galatians. Does it bother you that popular songs, including many country songs, promote sexual immorality? For example, one country song says, "Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. I'll just use you and set you free." Is that the message we want to send our children and young people? But surely songs, movies, and television programs have no effect on the moral values of the viewers. Or do they? Anyone who believes that what one sees and hears has no bearing on his conduct must be living in the dark ages. Why did Paul command a young preacher, "Keep yourself pure"? 1 Timothy 5:22. Paul listed a number of moral values: truth, honesty, justice, purity, loveliness, virtue, and praise, and then said very forcefully, "Think on these things." Philippians 4:8. Is Paul affirming that only the positive values influence our behavior? King Solomon urged his readers, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Proverbs 4:23. I'm fully aware that a sleazy movie or song or television program may tempt one person to engage in immoral activities and not have the same effect on another person. But anyone with his eyes open knows that much of modern entertainment has a negative effect on many of our citizens, both old and young. They are often led to engage in the kind of behavior they see on television and in the movies. We thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless you.